98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Today, if you feel a little bit stressed and you feel like you should be blessed, well, we're going to help you out. The book is Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms. And I know being a mom, it takes on a lot of different roles and a lot of your time. We want to encourage you today with Deborah Cody. She's the author of this book. And Deborah, thank you for your time. Where did you get this idea? Is this something that was personal to you?
Oh, absolutely. I think I was the queen of stressed for many years, especially around the times I had little ones. And my first book, I call it the Mama Book because it gave birth to all the other Too Blessed to Be Stressed offspring. But it came out 7 years ago. And during that past 7 years, I've been doing traveling, speaking to women's groups and getting to know a lot of gals. And I've found specific stressors common to the hood. And by that, I mean the motherhood. And so this book, Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms, is me throwing out a life preserver to mothers who feel like they're drowning in the stress pool of life.
What's that kind of that first thing if you see or hear a mom saying, I'm overwhelmed, I don't think I can take anymore, it's driving me crazy? How do you get them to that peaceful moment?
Well, I try to make them see we can be whelmed without being overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is strangling, but whelmed is livable. And so it's kind of like, let's sit down and let's look at what is overwhelming us specifically, give it a name, and then you can deal with it. I have a lot of ideas in my book for how to identify those stressors that we may not even be aware of.
Definitely. Now, you also talk about four different parenting styles. Can you touch on that real quick, what that is?
Sure. I think these are great because they give us an idea of what we're doing without us realizing it. Psychologists have identified four different basic parenting styles, and I put animals to them because they're easy to remember for me that way.
Yes.
So the first is the polar bear, the authoritative type style, which is in nurturing, lots of bear hugs, rules that are enforced and consequences for disobedience.
Okay.
But it's an open line of communication between the kid and the parent. The second one is harp seal, and those are neglectful.
Uh-oh.
Mama harp seal, she leaves her offspring after 2 weeks and leaves them to try to feed themselves, hunt on their own, swim, fish. So therefore, 30% of the harp seal pups die during their first year.
Okay.
And that translates to the human side is that that leaves the child with a poor trust foundation because the parent's taking little interest in what's happening to them.
Okay.
There's black eagles. That's a mom covers the basics. She makes sure her babies are fed and housed, but she does not have any kind of rules that she enforces in her nest. She avoids confrontation. She'd rather be their friend than their mom.
Oh, boy.
And Mom Black Eagle actually watches her babies fight to the death right in front of her.
Okay.
Known a few humans, I'm very suspectful they did that too at home.
Sure. And then the last one.
The orangutan, which is the obsessive type, and that's the original helicopter mother just absolutely leans toward obsession and has to have a whole list of strict rules, black and white, and you do it because I said so.
Now, in your book, Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms, you talk about those four different parenting styles and the insight on what a child becomes based on these parenting styles. Find out how your style can affect your child. You can find out about the book on my Conversations link at star883.com.